This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, it looks like I'm looking around the studio. It's just me and a couple of Colts, and that's it for today. I don't think Rick's going to be joining us. We called him, but he might be out of town. So, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. My book tips. So I'll be talking for about 2 hours about tips. And if you've got better tips, I'd love to hear them. If you've got different tips, I'm sure our class would love to hear them. Jason's Engineering, the broadcast in Minnesota, GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Call in number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up at Global Star. But it's live only, so you can't listen whenever you want to. You can only listen to it when we're live. Well, you can listen to other broadcasts when they're live, but so one listen line is up, and many broadcasts. So after USA Prepares comes Alex Jones on the same telephone listen line. So 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. So, I was at the factory outlet, the clothing factory outlet, Vanity Fair. And they had these tan-colored shirts. And I thought, gosh, they're great, great uniform for the farm. And, of course, they're a tax deduction because I wear them for the farm. And, they look like the ones I bought previously. Tough, heavy, kind of a tan or khaki-colored cotton. Great, right? And they were normally $16.99. And they're on sale for $11.99. But I wouldn't have bought it at $11.99 because I wait till I get the 20% off sale coupon for everything I buy. And so we wait and get all our clothing at that time when it's at the factory outlet at the discounted prices, and then they're discounted again, 20% off. So I bought them at $11.99 minus 20%. And I thought, okay, so there's my size. Let's get two. And so I get them home, and I'm reading this. I don't feel exactly the same. Close. But not exactly the same. So I look at this label, which you need a microscope to read, and it says, well, it's made in Kenya. You know, Barry'd be proud of this shirt. 98% cotton. 98% cotton. And so what's the rest of it? Spandex. Now, what in the heck do we need spandex in a shirt for? Why? You know, in case I have something to eat, so it still fits. Is that what this is all about? Anyway, they're going back. Spandex in shirts. One of the things I wanted to tell you about was a call came in to our house, and was for our son. And you know that he works on vehicles. So a guy calls him up and says, hey, I got this radio I want to install in my truck. Can you do that? My son says, sure, that's not a problem. Said he wanted to talk to his hunting buddies. So the question for you, class, is what would you expect that to mean if someone says, hey, I'd like to install a radio, and this is a senior, and he's unable to crawl under the dash and fish the power wire and to the fuse block. And so he wanted our son to do it for him. Our son said, sure, be glad to. Well, my son went over to his house, picked up the radio, brand new in the box, the outer box, shipping box, he bought over the internet. And he looks at it, and it's not what he expected. He thought that this, and it was a communications problem, maybe. The person who owns the truck and owns the radio wanted to put in a two-way radio, kind of like a CB, looks like a CB, feels like a CB, acts like a CB, except it's not. CB is Citizens Band. And back in the 60s, I used to have a CB radio. And in order to have one and operate it legally, you had to have a permit from the Federal Communications Commission, which I had. So I had a 7-digit call sign when I had my CB radio. And you would use your call sign to announce who you were. And those were the days of regulated communications. It was way better. There was no profanity. There was no vulgarity. Nobody cursed, sweared, threatened anybody. It was polite. It was really nice. And if you were lonely, you could just key your microphone and say, hey, anybody out there? You know, this is KQD 1112, you know, or whatever the call sign might have been. I just made that up. And someone say, hey, how's it going? And you say, where are you? Where are you? And those kinds of things. And you just have a chat. And you can collect QSL cards. And these are little cards, like postcards. And somebody would, you'd say, hey, do you have a, you know, a card? And they say, yeah. You say, well, can you send it to me? And you tell them your address. They'd mail it to you. And you could collect these cards. Like, you talk to people in all these locations. It was a really neat little hobby. And you made some friends that you probably never see. But, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like USA Prepares. You know, we have some friends that we've never seen, right? You do. You've got Kyle and Joey and Captain John and Norm. And so you have all these friends. And you can call them, you know, when we're on the air. That was really kind of a neat thing. You could ask them for their advice and counsel, and nobody charged anybody. It was just really nice. And if you had an emergency, you could key that microphone and say, hey, I'm stuck on Route 1 or 2 or 3 or 4. And I'm at, you know, mile marker or whatever, or I'm in this town, and I've got the little jalopy that's red and white and green, and, you know, somebody would come over and help you. It was really nice. Well, it was deregulated, and there was no need for a license anymore. Well, now it's pure trash. It's like trolls. Everybody's got an opinion, and the opinion starts with the letter F. That's what it's like. So, back to this radio. So this farmer wanted our son to install his radio. It's just like the CB, but it's not. Uses a different frequency. It's a marine radio. Now, a Citizens Band radio had there were some limits. The manufacturers could make them transmit, well, they could have an input of 5 watts. Output was typically around 4 watts. So you'd have 4 watts of radiated power. Now, some people would cheat. It would stick an amplifier on the end of the output stage of the radio. So instead of being limited to, you know, 4 watts of output, and what are we talking about? A few miles. You know, if you're in a clear area, no trees, no buildings, you might go a little longer or a little farther than that. But for most purposes, 4 or 5 miles at the most, some people would stick on a linear, L-I-N-E-A-R amplifier, you know, up to 100 watts or 1,000 watts. And these guys would have transmitters like radio stations. And on some days when the ionosphere was right, they could skip. They could transmit up to the sky and then bounce back down. They could go from Texas to the East Coast. And you'd hear these guys stepping on everybody. They were the loudest thing in the room, right? Well, you couldn't talk back to them because if they had 1,000 watts transmitting out from Texas and you're in, oh, let's say you're in Connecticut. You couldn't transmit back to them because you didn't have 1,000 watts to reach them. But everybody could hear these guys. They'd step on everybody. It was illegal. And it was annoying. And so they weren't abiding by the rules of the road. The rules of polite, nice, reasonable communications. They wanted to be the big gorilla, the big elephant. That was after regulation stopped. You know, when you didn't need a license, anybody could transmit on Citizens Band Radio. So the guy that wanted this radio installed in his truck wanted a different radio. He wanted a marine radio. A marine radio. Now, what's the difference? Well, a marine radio is typically a little more weatherproof, a little more rugged. It can get damp. It can get, you know, salt on it, and it's protected. But it also transmits at a different frequency. Now, people who are on the water have radios for a really good specific reason. In case they have an emergency, they can key up that microphone and issue an SOS for help. But if it became something like CB radio and everybody's talking about cookies and who's got the best donuts and, you know, cursing at each other and yelling at each other, you'd never get that message through. So the marine radios are only to be used on the water. Not in your truck. Not in your house. Water to water. And emergency type communications. So this guy wants to use his radio to go hunting wild dogs with his buddies. So they can say, I'm up here at the old Thompson place or the old Wilson place or the old Jones place, and there's a pack of dogs, and y'all come out here with your guns and we'll kill them all. That's what they want to use these radios for. So here's my question for you. I'd love to hear your response. So let's put you in my son's shoes. You've got a customer who has you work on his vehicle, pays you for it. You give him a good deal all the time. He's in need of quality work, and he wants to have this radio installed in his truck, but it's illegal to use that radio for the purpose that he wants to use it for. And he told you, hey, I want to use this to go kill them dogs. Me and my buddies, we're going to, like, you know, get on it and kill them. But to use that particular radio, it's not citizens band radio, that'd be fine. You know, from a FCC perspective, to use the radios to go hunting. But it's not fine to use a marine radio because of the sensitive nature, the emergency nature of if someone has a calamity on the water and they need to summon help, it's like urgent and it's now, you know, because people can drown in the water or freeze to death. So what are your thoughts? What would you do? What would you do if you were our son? And I'll tell you what he did do, but I'd love to hear your perspective on this. So, it's a question of, hey, I could get some money for installing this radio. I certainly know how to do it. I can tune the antenna. I can get a minimum standing wave ratio. I can make it all work great. Do a first-class installation job, but it's illegal to use the radio for transmitting. Now, it's not illegal to use the radio for receiving. You can have one. You just can't key the microphone. What would you do? And if you'd like to call, I'd love to hear your response. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Next thing. So a GMC, General Motors Corporation, truck came in, had a problem. It was in limp mode. Limp mode is you can step on the gas as hard as you want, but that thing isn't going to go very far. It's limited to speed. It's limited to gear. And it's just enough to get you home. So think about having, let's say, 80% of your engine horsepower withdrawn from your engine, and you want to get home. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just me today. And we're talking about some tips from the book. I've got a whole bunch of different tips I'm going to share with you during the next hour and 26 minutes. David's with us in Illinois. Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing? You were bringing up the radio.
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. The holidays are over at least. Maybe we won't see the junk in the stores for a while till summer.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I wanted to say this, but I thought, boy, this is like the worst thing I can say. You know, what's the best thing about Christmas being over? And that is, you don't have to listen to those bells ringing, those beggars in those, you know, with those kettles where who knows where the money goes. I mean, I used to contribute to them, but no more. And you don't have to listen to that loud, offensive, blaring, buy it now, hurry, 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 Christmas music. It started, you know, like almost 60 days ago, and it's just nonstop.
Yeah. Now, you talk about, can I make a comment about your statement there about where the money goes?
Of course.
When I work for the government, well, I try hard not to get off in any other discussion, but when I work for the government, those agencies would come there. They would set up a meeting. Everybody would have to go there. They would sit you down. It wasn't if you were going to donate. It was how much, and it would be directly drawn out of your government check. And if you turned it down, then you're going to the head or the director of that department to have a word. And when I was there, there was only two of us that said, you know what, I'm not just giving, because we found out that the CEO, the people that ran those agencies, they're making $200,000-$400,000 a year. And I'm like, I thought this was supposed to be for the people. Well, I'm not lying in your pocket.
Yeah, and
but they will actually pull you in and talk to you, and, you know, that's, you did a no-no. You know, And
right. You were counseled. Mm-hmm. You were counseled. Well, you know, the boss called me in one day. I worked for the bank. He called me into his office and said, Vin, listen. You've been selected to be the representative for the bank, and this is like an honor. And you can, you know, so you'll be going to this meeting, and you'll learn all about it at the meeting. And I said, okay, when's the meeting? Well, you ought to leave like right now. So I went to the meeting, and you know, I was a few minutes late because I just got word. And it was for the United Way. And so I'm in the back of the room. It's like packed. Like all the businesses in the city seem to be there. And it's like a cheerleading session for the United Way. And everybody's, yeah, this is great. And they're talking about, and they use the word fair share. So, you know, we need to give your fair share. And everyone needs to give his or her fair share. And, you know, I was still Columbo back then. I'm talking about in the mid-80s. And I raised my hand, and I heard you, I'm paraphrasing because it was in the mid-80s, I heard you say fair share. Like, so what's a fair share? Can you define that? Well, everybody needs to give their fair share. Yeah, I heard that, but what is a fair share? Give me, like, a number so I can relate this to something. And they hemmed and hawed, and finally they said 10%. I said, okay. 10% of what? Is that 10% of net take-home pay? Is that 10% of gross take-home pay? What is this? What are you asking? And they wanted 10% of gross. I said, there's no way. There's no way I'm going to go back and ask someone who makes $100 a week net to give 10% of their gross salary to the United Way. I'm not doing it. So I was a pretty lousy representative for the United Way, and I did a little research, and I learned more about it, and I find that, you know, maybe 11% of all the money that they receive actually goes to where those who are donating it think it's going. So I had some questions. I said, okay, so you've got this list of all these organizations that you give money to. You give money to the United Way. We'll say, all right, we'll give the Boy Scouts X dollars. We'll give the Girl Scouts X dollars. We'll give the Senior Workshop X dollars. We'll give, you know. So they would give the money that you gave them, a portion of it, to these other organizations that actually do something rather than just collect money, beg for money. When we come back, I'll tell you what I learned. And so, David, stay with us, please, and we can talk about radios after this. But these are very good points that you're making. So I don't give to any organized anything. And I'll say that out loud, worldwide. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another busy day for traveling, especially at the nation's airports. Airlines for America says it expects nearly 3 million travelers to fly today and tomorrow. As for highway traffic, congestion's expected to reach its peak in several cities today, including New York, L.A., and Chicago. Tomorrow will be the worst travel day on the highways around Houston, Boston, and Seattle. a Republican U.S. senator saying she's disturbed by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments that he's acting in total coordination with the White House to set up an impeachment trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Lisa Murkowski says the Senate must be impartial during any such trial.
It means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
Sign up. Winner today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're... Take when you go to the DC, you for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, just me today, and no other instructors except David has called in, so we've got David, our instructor, calling in from Illinois. So to finish up the discussion before David comments, so the way it works is the United Way asked me to, or the bank asked me to be the representative, the coordinator for United Way, begging for money. And yes, they do pressure you, and if you do not give, then your management going up the ladder, you know, like your immediate boss and your boss's boss and your boss's 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 boss, you know, we'll talk to and explain why it's so important to give money to the United Way. But 11% actually gets where you think it's going. 89% goes to administrivia, you know, junkets and hookers and prostitutes and, you know, lap dances and, you know, I don't know what, you know, but it goes to things that you would never approve of. So that's what happens with these organizations, to at least as I've researched it. So back the last time I researched it was a couple decades ago that it was like 11% goes where you think it goes for the United Way. So I don't give to any organized charity. So let me just finish the rest of the story, and I'd love to hear your comments, David. So I said, so what if a person wants to give, just instead what they want is payroll deduction, you know, just give X amount each paycheck, because it doesn't feel so bad if it's every paycheck. And I said, no, I will not do that. It's kind of like these companies that say, automatic deduction from your account. You just pay by the month. It's so easy. We'll just take it out of your account every month. Try to avoid that at all costs. So what I would say is, when I was pressured with a gun to my head at the bank, you know, I will give X dollars. So I probably wrote out a check for $100 and gave it to the Boy Scouts. And I said, I want this to go to the Boy Scouts, or I want this to go to the senior center, where the seniors were making, you know, they would take a jigsaw and they would make puzzles out of plywood, and they'd sand and varnish it, and, you know, really neat toys, American-made toys. I like those guys. So I wanted my money to go there. Well, so I said, so if I write a check for $100, and let's say I want it to go to, we'll pick the Boy Scouts, for example. I want that check to go to the Boy Scouts. But you say you're going to give the Boy Scouts $20,000. That's how much you've allocated to give to the Boy Scouts. So are you going to give them the $20,000 plus the $100 from me? They said, no. No, we're going to give them $20,000. But you can designate your $100 to go to the Boy Scouts. That means nothing, because they're going to give the Boy Scouts $20,000 anyway, regardless of whether I designate it to the Boy Scouts or not. So it's a sham. It's a scam. It's a sham. It is a lie, no matter how you look at it. David, your thoughts?
Yes. Now, I'll tell you a little bit more recent information about those situations. They actually, I met people that actually all they do for those agencies is sit there and write grants, to get grants. And I asked them, okay, let me see your pamphlet. And they showed me the pamphlet. Oh, wow, you do this. Volunteers do the work. I'm like, but can I have this happen, you know, if I need this service? Oh, no, we don't do that. I said, wait a minute, it's in your pamphlet. Oh, we just do that to make it easier for us to get more grants. I said, well, what do you do with the grants if you got volunteers? Oh, that's to help cover our wages. And then they actually had the nerve to ask me to talk my wife into going around so they can take her around to use her basically as a poster child to raise more money, which I can't really say the thing she said about that. So, you know, so they weren't even using the money for what it was needed for. It was just to give them raises and, you know, to cover their salaries and, you know, more benefits.
So, David, when I mentioned that 11% of what I learned of the United Way was actually getting to, you know, we'll call them the little people, the people who deserved or should be given a hand up. The rest of it was for administrivia, junkets, bar tabs, you know, those kinds of things. Do you think that I'm speaking outlandishly, or do you think that what I'm saying is true?
Oh, I know what you're saying is true, and I heard the number was actually lower than that in more recent times. So, but yeah, I don't. No, you're not.
Okay, so Elizabeth. Yeah, Elizabeth Dole was the head of, if I remember correctly, the head of the Red Cross. And I'm talking like 20 years ago, I think she was in charge of it. And Bob Dole was her husband at the time. Bob Dole was a U.S. you know, parasite, a senator. And so he's making money at his in his consortium, cartel, bribes, kickbacks, you know, things that those guys are accused of doing. And she's running the American Red Cross. So how much would you estimate that, you know, be reasonable to pay, you know, a U.S. senator's wife to run the Red Cross? How much do you think is reasonable?
I personally think that you'd be doing just cover her expenses because it's a whole. It was more of a PR situation. I mean, but I mean, I would, if that's the case, give her minimum wage like everybody else. She's really not, you know, that's all FaceTime,
yeah.
Basically.
Okay. Well, you can look this up, class. And it says that Elizabeth Dole, salary as head of American Red Cross, on January 7th, 2011. This is recordnet.com. Quote, President Elizabeth Dole took the Red Cross helm in 1991 and served without pay until 1992. Then it says that Dole donated $500,000 of her own money to the American Red Cross. But other articles I read said that she received about $600,000 in compensation. How about that?
Sure is nice.
So,
I'd give somebody $500,000 if they're going to pay me six plus back.
If they gave you $600,000?
I mean, come on.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, you know, you would think that someone in charge of, geez, unbelievable. You, when I said that, I'm looking at the screen, David, that shows the statistics, and I have, you know, blue bars that say that what the delay is. Right now, it's 2 seconds or 2,000 milliseconds. But when I mentioned Dole and her compensation, I went off the air. Literally, I can see red bars for David. You are a huge problem. I think when they hear your name, they've got their finger on the button. Actually, they have their finger on the pre-button.
What upsets me about me so much, and I mentioned this comment to you before, they could easily knock on my door.
Yeah.
And no, they'll have us under surveillance, yeah. But they will not knock on the door. You know, they've tried to come in my house recently. I've had people show up here and say, we got a report for this. I watched the whole thing, and they know everything about me. I'm like, I had to argue with these people. Look, I didn't call for a service call. And then they had to call somebody and say, are you sure you're going to refuse this? I don't even know what you're talking about. You have to leave. You know, and they're like, you couldn't have done this without your information. No, you're going to the wrong house. Couldn't tell me why they were wanting in here, but they had to get in here. So, no, thank you. Knock on the door. But anyway, sorry to get off discussion.
That's not a problem. David, you wanted to talk. Let me say this very clearly to the class, since you're alluding to this and mentioning this. When I say stay on topic, what I mean is, if we're talking about one thing and a person goes off just to be on a soapbox, and that doesn't happen very often here at USA Prepares, it happens on other broadcasts like all the time. And so that's what I mean by staying on topic. But what you bring to the class is really, really good information, and you are on topic. So I mentioned radios, and I didn't say exactly what our son did yet. But what would you do if you were in the position where you had a customer, and I won't say a great customer, but a customer who spends money and, you know, you take care of him and he shows up, you know, once a month or something, and yet he asks you to do something, but he couches it as, you know, I just want this radio installed. Then you find out it's a marine radio, and then you find out that, you know, with a little more research, you find, our son never installed a marine radio, but he certainly knows how to install a radio and a two-way radio. And he knows how to tune the antennas to, you know, for minimum standing wave ratio. But he was put in this position to, well, really wasn't disclosed what the problem was with the legality. So my son did the research and says, this is a problem. What would you have done?
Yeah. I'll tell you why I do it, and I'll give you an example of why I would not do it. And the reason why is, what if this individual, one, you know it's illegal to use and operate it the way he was. The other thing is, one, if he gets in trouble, people usually throw you under the bus, seeing like a canary. It's all his fault. He said I could do it, even if he didn't. The other reason is, what happens if this guy's near water and there is an emergency on the water and he happens to interfere with their broadcast, they're using of that radio, and help can't get to the individuals what it was designed for, and then there's a loss of life. Now you now escalated this whole situation way out of, and then you got to deal with the guilt you have to deal with. And I'm sure somebody's going to come after somebody for that, you know. And so I look at things, that's how I look at things, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't.
Okay. So, you know, it's quite fascinating to me, class, that our instructors think about the same things at the same time, unknown to each other. You know, we think about things that are happening, we come to the same conclusions. And David, I didn't know David was going to call today. I've never mentioned this to anyone else. It happened recently, and our son did exactly what you said, David. But he did it a little differently. Well, maybe did exactly what you're saying. He actually put the radio in the box, drove over to this customer's house, and said, "Listen, I was, you mentioned that you wanted to use this to talk to your buddies, and you wanted to kill dogs for sport and wild dogs. And I can't do it because it's illegal to install this and use this for transmitting purposes. Now, you said you were going to talk to your buddies. That means click the microphone, which makes it an illegal event. So he said, I can't do it. And so the customer said, you're going to turn me in, are you? And
yeah.
Our son said, "Well, I don't know. I don't know about you using this illegally. I'm just telling you, I can't install it because it's illegal. Okay, so it's your radio. It's not installed. You haven't done anything illegal." So this guy was worried that. Now, here's the point: you can have neighbors who are willing to break the law, and you know, I don't particularly think every law is a good thing. And I don't think that people are going to obey the laws when the whole country comes apart. So when everything falls apart and there's an emergency and that's the only radio you have to communicate, I don't care what the law is. I think that would be fine to use it, okay, for an emergency, a bona fide emergency, even though you're not on the water, okay, if that's all you have. But while we still have relative peace and calm, it's not okay to trash the frequency that is used for emergencies. So our son absolutely didn't do it. He did not install it. He would not install it. And he said, if I lose a customer, that's okay. Because would that customer throw me under the bus? Probably. So he wouldn't do it. He would not risk his reputation to do something illegal. We'll be right back. Dave, please stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David's with us in Illinois. So, class, just to recap and to make sure you understand my point of view on this, and this is my point of view. So back in the 1960s, Citizens Band Radio, 27 megahertz radio, was licensed. You had to apply for and receive a license in order to legally operate or lawfully operate your Citizens Band radio. It was only 4 watts output. But it was nice, it was polite, people were just above board, and if someone slipped and used one word of profanity, he was beaten up by everybody else. Absolutely true. So I am a, and then we went to unregulated, no license necessary. Oh, you guys, it's a free for all now. It's like a gang of thugs all over the air. Profanity laced. I mean, you would not want your young child to be listening to CB radio today. That's how bad it has become. It's like the internet where people are trolls and they hide behind these handles. And they like bashing and beating up people. That's what this is like on Citizens Band Radio today, because everyone's anonymous now. You don't have to key up and say, you have a your license call sign. You don't have to do that anymore on Citizens Band Radio. So I am a licensed ham radio operator. I have studied for and passed and paid for the license test. I did that. I passed the test. I received my ham radio license. I have a ticket where I can transmit on my 100-watt transceiver. So that's 4 times the power of this marine radio we were talking about earlier. And I might be able to reach around the world with this thing if I had the right antenna and the right gain and pointed it in the right way. I could probably talk, well, I could certainly talk to anyone in the country, under the right conditions. So it's a pretty powerful ham rig, but I have a license for it. But if there were an emergency, and if I didn't have a license, I would key up that microphone in a heartbeat without even thinking about it and say, here's the emergency, here's where we are, can you help us? Okay. And you do not need to have a ham radio license in order to transmit in an emergency. You don't need one. You don't even have to know how to use it. If you can power that thing up and key the microphone and you can say, here's my emergency, here's what it is, it's bona fide, it's real, that is not against the law to do that because it's an emergency. But it is unlawful to use a ham radio for commercial purposes. Hey, y'all, hurry, hurry, hurry. We've got a sale on, you know, stretch long sleeve shirts with spandex. We got a sale. You can order them right here, right now. That would be unlawful. And it was also unlawful to broadcast. So I cannot take my ham radio, hook it up to the output of my microphone mixer right here in the studio, and transmit USA Prepares around the world on my own radio, because that would be for a broadcast purpose. That is also unlawful. So I just wanted to tell you the difference. And I think that as times get worse and worse and worse, you might want to study for and take your exam. Whether you have a radio or not, you might want to learn how it all works. So you can just go to the internet and you can type in ham radio license test, and you'll see the entire test with all the questions and all the answers. And it's multiple choice. 100 questions. You can take it. I studied for the exam for one day. I bought a book, Gordon West's book. He has 3 books on how to do it. I bought the one for the license I wanted to go for. I studied, read the book, highlighted with yellow, and normally I don't do that, but now I do. I write all my books. And I studied for the exam one day, took the exam the next day, and passed it. Simple as that. David, your comments?
We are studying for ours. We have 2 radios, but ours are only UHF, VHS, VHF capable. They're not HF. I'm looking for an HF. Mm-hmm. Almost had one, but Yaesu, but I didn't get it in time. Mm-hmm. They're for emergency. Now, I haven't messed with them. I haven't keyed up no mic or nothing. It's because I don't have my license yet. I'll listen, but that's it.
Well, yes, but if there's an emergency, you can key up. I mean,
right. And that's exactly why I bought them ahead of time.
Right, right. And so what kind of radio do you have, David? And do you recommend it for our class?
You know, it's kind of hard. Like I said, these are UHF, VHS, so actually they're more than likely Chinese radios. One's just called a backpacker radio. I didn't want a 5-watt. I wanted at least 25 for that. And I can also have the ability to hook up other lithium batteries or power source. So I can either go AC, DC, or, you know, either one. And it's a larger radio, and I can hook up other antennas. And I wanted something portable because if things happen, I may have to move. And that's what, now I have a bigger car. I'm not sure the name of the heavier, it's a 50 watt. But I'm going to make that into a portable pack radio too.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple seconds left. David, I want to thank you for joining us today. It looks like Ricky Rocket is in queue. And I want to tell you
that inconvenience.
No. I love broadcasting with you. I love hearing from you and your lovely wife. I just want to tell you, class, that the radio that I have, the transmitter is a TS-440. And I'm looking at the price. I paid about $500 for it. Now they're up to between $600 and $800 on eBay. Great radio. It's an antique, almost. David, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.